If you've ever been saved, you'll never forget it. It doesn't matter how far from God you go. It doesn't matter how far out in sin you go. It don't matter how deep you get down in the mire of sin. He still can reach down and lift you up out of sin tonight. He is the Jehovah God, and He is able tonight to deliver you. There was a time that I was almost near to despair, Brother Collins. My home was destined for the rocks. My marriage was destined to the rocks. It was headed there. I was like Paul. I was so chief of sinners. I had a good woman. She got saved about 4 months before I did. And oh, she got a hunger to go to the house of God. Brother Roberts, I forbidded her to go. You can't go down to that holiness church. I didn't know anything about the holiness church. I just didn't want to go to any church. You know, I was jealous. I wanted her all for myself. She'd go to church and I'd threaten to run around on her. I'd threaten to go out. I'd threaten all kinds of things. She said, I'm going to church anyway. Hallelujah. Well, I wouldn't let her go to the holiness church. And I said, you ain't going. I'm not letting you go to the holiness church. She said, all right, I'll go across the street to the Baptist church. Couldn't stop her. She's one of the big reasons I came in. I've seen such a change in her life. Before she went to the altar, she was so jealous of me, I couldn't even go out the front door. If I was 5 minutes late home from work, she was calling my boss. But Brother Collins, she didn't care anymore. She found a new love. Hallelujah. She found Jesus. Oh, she still loved me. She still loved me, but you know, her priority now was Jesus. And so, that night I got saved. I took my little wife. I set her down at the table that night. And I said, honey, I don't know why the Lord saved me. I ain't worth having. And I told her every time that I had been unfaithful to her. I told her every time that I had committed gross sins. And you know, that little woman sat there, tears in her eyes, and she said, Jesus forgave you and I forgive you. It's been 26 years since God saved me, since He reached down and lifted me up out of that sin. And not one time in 26 years has she ever reminded me of why my unfaithfulness and how I have lived for the devil. You know why? Because she's seen a change in my life where the Lord reached down for me. I was near to despair when the Lord, He met me there. And He told me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet. He gave me gladness complete. When He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way on down for me. Well, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. There's not a one of us that the Lord has not reached down. And probably tonight, if we were to just start telling what God has done, why, we'd be here all night long telling the goodness of God and what the Lord has done in our lives. God has moved mightily for us. We've seen miracles. I had a busted eardrum right after I got saved. God healed me with a Put a brand new eardrum in my head. My daughter here just recently had two tumors show up on her one of her breasts, and came home and told me and said, "Dad," said the doctor, said, "I've got two tumors on my breast. Don't look good." And said, "I'm scared." And I said, "Honey," I said, the Lord will take care of it." One night we prayed and God moved and the Holy Ghost moved in that service. And that night or the next day she went back to the doctor. No, let me get this right. The next day the doctor called her and said, "Miss Gandy," said, "I'm looking at your x-ray." And said, "Just 2 days ago I showed you that x-ray and I showed you those two tumors on that x-ray." He said, "Brother Collins," he said, "I've got your x-ray been in front of me," and said, "I can't even find the tumors on the x-ray." Hallelujah. God not only healed her and took the tumors off her body, but he took them off the x-ray. Glory to God. Well, we're glad to be here, and I hope I can say something that'll help you tonight. I'd like to preach a little bit from Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. I feel so unworthy standing here in this great pulpit and a lot of these good men around, good preachers, but we'll do our best. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 5. "If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they weary thee, how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan?" I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, "Who will stand?" Who will stand? Father God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, realizing, Father, that we're nothing but dust, God. And Lord, that our righteousness is but filthy rags in thy sight. And Lord, tonight, if you don't help us, God, we'll utterly fail. But God, if you'll touch us and anoint us with your power tonight, Father, the Holy Ghost anoint the words of my lips. And Father, it'll send it to the heart that it's directed to in Jesus' name tonight. We'll give you the thanks, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. I didn't know for sure if I'd preach tonight, but I told Brother Roberts, I said, "Well, I'm gonna go and study a while, and I'm gonna just kind of seek the Lord and see what God has to say." And felt like this evening, this is what the Lord would have us to have. We're living in an hour when so many are falling away. We're living in an hour like I've never seen, to where that it looks like that. Amen. That the holiness churches across our land is seeing a decline instead of an increase. And we have the power of God. We have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We have the Spirit of Almighty God. But somehow we are losing people and people are falling to the wayside and the devil is engulfing the holiness church. And we look back and I think about the denomination that I came out of and how it fell and how great denomination it was. But yet it fell because sin got in the midst of it and it fell, and today it's nothing more than just a form and a shell of what it used to be. And sad to say that in many of our holiest churches tonight there are many sitting on the pew that are just an empty shell of what they used to be. Now I didn't come to rebuke your church, Brother Collins. I simply came to deliver a thought that God put on my heart. Everywhere, every preacher that I have come by, every evangelist that preaches in my church, they tell me about the deadness that is across our land, the deadness that are in our churches, and how that it seems like the Holy Ghost is not doing the work that the Holy Ghost is supposed to be doing, and it's not the Holy Ghost's fault, amen. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the same today. He was back then, and today the Holy Ghost can still move. Help us, Lord. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee. I'd like to draw some comparisons here tonight with these four incidents, and then I'd like to ask four questions that God asked Jeremiah, I believe over in the 49th chapter. If the footman hath wearied thee, tonight there has been many that got saved and genuinely got saved and started to run this race for the Lord. Amen. And begin to do something for God. But Brother Collins, the footman came along. Amen. The devil and his adversaries, amen, came, and the footman, the demon powers of hell, the devil and all his footmen came, and they begin to press against you, and they begin to war against you, and you didn't, you had some strength. Amen. You had a little strength. Glory to God. You hadn't been saved long, so you had a little strength, and you were able, by the grace of God, to ward off the footmen of the devil. Many did not. Many got saved, and the footmen became to weary them, and they were not able to fight it off. They did not pray and seek God and go into the fullness of the Holy Ghost and the sanctifying power of God, and therefore they did not have enough strength to fight against the devil, and therefore some fell. Many fell. But there were some that pressed on through. There were some that conquered the footmen. There were some that went on into deeper places with God. You remember the scripture where it talked about how he went out of the temple and he saw a stream flowing out of the temple, and he saw the angel or whatever it was measuring that depthness of the water, and there was ankle deep and knee deep and waist deep, and then there was water to swim in. Amen. Well, that's the way it is tonight. Some of them got out of the ankle deep water, but they never went on into deeper water and a deeper experience, and they never got what they needed to really stand. I want to admonish you tonight, if you just got saved, you need to go on. Praise God. You can't afford to stop. You are under pressure. There are footmen that are on your trail. And tonight, if you don't press on in, the footmen will not only weary you, but they will take you down and destroy you. I'm looking out here tonight, and I see men and women who have conquered the footmen. We've come a long ways. 26 years I fought the devil, and I'm still fighting him. Amen. Me and my wife hadn't been on a vacation in a real vacation in a long time. So we decided to take 2 weeks, Brother Burns. I mean, we ain't hardly gone a week until I get calls back from the church and all problems here and problems there. The devil's fighting here and the devil's fighting there. I'm telling you, the devil, somehow he knows when the shepherd is not around, and that's his favorite time to slip in and try to destroy those that are weak among you. But can I tell you tonight, the Bible said those of you which are strong to bear up those which are weak. Amen. If you've got newborn babes in the church, you need to strengthen them. You need to encourage them. You need to look out for them. If you see them getting weak, go put an arm around them. I say, I'm here. I'll help you if I can. If the footman hath wearied thee, how wilt thou contend with the horses? It's getting harder. Some of us, we've conquered the footman. We made it through them early, Brother Burns, those early times when we first got saved, because of the zeal of God and the love of God, and because we had a desire to go to heaven. We prayed, we sought God. God gave us strength. We grew stronger in the Lord. We conquered the devil, and we fought him on his own ground. We fought the footmen left. We fought them right, Brother Burns, and God gave us victory. We conquered the footmen, and we went on. But then the horses came. And the horses was much stronger. Ooh, hallelujah. The horseman was much stronger than the footman. Much harder to contend with. Amen. And so, some that had made it through the footman, some who had fought a few battles and won a few victories, amen, and God had gave them a few overcoming experiences of fighting the footmen and conquering the footmen, but now the horses are here, and the trial is harder, and the devil's fighting harder. He's brought out heavy artillery. He's not playing anymore. He's going down to business. He means business, and he's out to get some. And so the horsemen overwhelm some. I've been saved 26 years. I have seen a lot happen in 26 years. I've seen a lot that started out good. Paul said, "Demas hath forsaken me, having love." this present world. I'm going to tell you, you know what's killing the wholeness church? It's the world. Amen. I mean, we used to preach it. We used to stand up with fire shooting out of our eyes and smoke rolling out of our ears and fire shooting out of our mouth and preaching the gospel of holiness, amen. And people feared God, and people told in line, and people got full of the power of God. But now we don't preach it like we used to. We let this, we let that and the other. And I'm not saying, I'm not rebuking this church, but I'm just telling you as a whole, as a whole. We can't preach it no more. The devil says if you preach it, people will walk out of the church. They'll leave you. Yeah, they will. I know. I got a small church, Brother Collins. And I mean, we'll go up to 50 and we'll drop down to 25. We'll go up to 50 and we'll drop down to 15. A never-ending cycle. But Sister Burns, I told my church, if I got to preach to just me and my wife, it's going to be holiness and she's going to line up to it or I'm going to turn her out. Amen. But listen to me tonight. The horses have come. The trouble has gotten fierce. The devil's fighting harder than he ever has. And it ain't going to get no easier. Amen. And so some of them fell under the contending of the horses. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't pray and seek God, you ain't going to make it through this race. The Bible said that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. You say, well, I'm saved now. Are you? Have you made it to heaven yet? You may be saved scripturally, but you ain't made it yet. And as long as you've not made it, that means that the devil's got more artillery and more things to throw at you and more things to tempt you with, and there's a chance that you can fall. We've seen men fall that we thought would never fall. I have seen holiness preachers, and I've not been around this state, United States very long. I've been pretty much where I'm at, but I have seen holiness preachers that I know that once preached it, once had the power, once had the anointing, once had the miracles. They ain't preaching no more. They backslid. Some of them left and went to compromised churches. Amen. Some of them went to the worldly churches. Amen. Went to the harlot church, the apostate church. I preached a message at my church on the end time harlot church. And I'm telling you, I literally shocked my people, Brother Colin, when I began to tell them about this end time apostate church. In case you don't know it, I'm holiness. In case you don't know it, the Bible said that God is holy. Be ye therefore holy, for God is holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God.